name. Amen.
Amen. What the Bible says about money, his money that you're holding in trust. Thanks for joining us, friend. Get a copy of this, your gift of $5 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us. And can I urge you? Yes, urge you. Maybe consider God might have you to give to Save America Ministries, to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's be trustees of his resources till Jesus comes. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or...
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be views of Sharon Harris, and we're going to be talking about heart and body extract. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm great, and how are yourself?
I'm doing just fine. And how is the sales of heart and body extract holding up?
Oh, we're doing very well. We're very busy. We have lots of clients all over the world, lots in America, so doing great.
Well, it really is amazing for a company that's been around for 10 years to really have the outreach that you really do. And why don't you just tell us, what does heart and body extract do? How does it help people? And certainly it's a blend of, certainly I think, 10 herbs, and these have been around for a long period of time, and you put this together because you were having personal problems, and they seemed to help you. But really, what sort of things does it help?
Well, golly, it helps a lot of different things. It is a nutritional supplement. It's an organic, wild-crafted herbal formula. And what it basically does is it provides vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, phytonutrients that the body needs so it can balance itself and be in top form. So it's helpful for supporting a healthy heart, healthy circulatory system. And because the circulatory system involves from the top of the head to the bottom of the toes, a number of things can improve. And different people have different kind of benefits. My testimonial will be different than yours, which will be different than your wife's, which will be different than my husband's, because we're all unique individuals. But for myself, what it did was it helped to balance my blood pressure to normal. My blood pressure before using the product was like 160 over 110, running around that range, which is severe. And it helped my blood pressure to go down to 120 over 70, which is really, really healthy. And it's maintained like that. I mean, my blood pressure is really, really excellent. 11 years later, it's like 120 over 70 still. It also helped me with problems with congestive heart failure. I had a large heart. I had swollen ankles, swollen feet. I had very low energy. I wasn't able to get through the day without having to have a nap. It helped with that. Within 30 days or so, the swelling of the feet was much improved, and the energy was much improved. Within about 6 months or so, the enlarged heart was back to normal size. It also helped me with regular heartbeat problems, palpitations, skipping beats. It worked with that problem pretty readily. I would say within about 5 days or so, I was feeling better, not having those palpitations anymore.
Well, you know, I think it's the heart, the body is an amazing, amazing thing. It wants to heal itself. It's just that sometimes the things we take, the things that we're doing is keeping it from healing itself. And if we can just let the body heal itself, why, it has that capacity, you know, when I start to come down with a flu or I get attacked by a virus, you know, I simply take something to get my immune system working, and it's amazing how quickly I'm able to get back on my feet. And I haven't missed a day behind the microphone in 16, almost 17 years. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Sharon Harris, we're talking about heart and body extract. We'll be doing open lines the last part of the program, but give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question, because this is an important subject, and this is a great product.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
thought. Hold that thought. Right now, Chris, we have Adam calling from Michigan. He was asking if the Heart and Body Extract it was safe for a pregnant woman, and Sharon said that she felt that it was. And go ahead, Adam. What were you saying?
Well, she's only 36 or 37 years old, and she came down with cardiomyopathy.
Mm-hmm.
She had an enlarged left ventricle, and her ejection fraction dropped down to about 30%, and which is, I mean, if it gets much lower than that, that's life-threatening. Mm-hmm. And I got her this to because she was on blood pressure medicine, and that's apparently potentially very dangerous for the fetus. And it seemed to really help with her blood pressure. They got the cardiomyopathy under control. She hasn't had that problem in months really, but it left her with high blood pressure. So I gave her this extract, and it really seemed to drop her blood pressure back down closer to where it should be, so she hasn't taken those pills anymore.
Well, Adam, what did you suggest she take at the time?
I'm sorry?
I mean, what did you suggest she take when she had all of these problems?
Well, when she was scared about the pills she was taking hurting the fetus, I recommended this stuff. I bought her a bottle.
In other words, you bought her a bottle of Heart and Body Extract, and they put her on, and it really seemed to help her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Sorry about the confusion there.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm so glad you brought that story up. Go ahead. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, and then as an afterthought, I thought, that's pretty potent extracts in it. I should probably find out if this is okay for pregnant women to take, but well, if you say it is, then that's great.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Basically, what Heart and Body Extract is it's a nutritional supplement. It's made out of herbs, and the herbs that are in it are safe, and there's no negative side effects or contraindications or interactions with any drugs. And, we have babies on the formula, little kids on the formula, lots of elderly people on the formula, pregnant ladies on the formula. It's safe. It's a food supplement. So thank goodness for that.
And I'm glad your friend's wife did so well. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Sharon, that's really quite a testimony from Adam. Calls in spontaneously, never heard from him before, but do you hear that sort of thing frequently?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of testimonials, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people very happy and very grateful and really quite surprised at what the formula can do for them. So, yes, it's a very frequent occurrence, and I'm very appreciative when I do hear from people to let us know, how we're doing with the formula.
It's very, very interesting. You know, 100 years ago, why it occurs are herbs, these used to be the backbone of medicine. That's what the doctors prescribed, and then along came the pharmaceutical industry and began giving money to medical schools. Well, if you're a medical school, you don't really want to turn down money. Everybody wants money, and then, of course, the pharmaceutical industry took over the publishers of medical journals and then started giving money to medical societies and then began shifting the thrust of medicine towards proprietary drugs. And suddenly we got away from herbs and this sort of thing. Homeopathy was a very significant part of the practice of medicine 100 years ago. But, of course, most people don't even know what a homeopath is. I actually went to a homeopathic school at the original University of California in San Francisco was Haldeman Hospital, and they still had the Haldeman building there. But when I went to medical school, nobody ever told me what homeopathy was. And so basically we've forgotten a lot of the old things that worked and worked very well. And now we have medications, and some of them are truly miraculous, and others, of course, I think really do far more harm than good. Well, Sharon, Sydney, we've had through the several years that you've been advertising with us, a number of the people who've come onto the program with you have given wonderful, wonderful testimonies as to what this has done. And I thought maybe we'd have Dottie, one of the others, with us this evening. Anyway, of course, why don't you tell our listeners what is in the product? Because we can go over it, but people tend to forget. The one thing I always remember is hawthorn, because hawthorn, if you look up on herbs, is specific for the heart. Hawthorn, heart, go ahead.
Sure. Okay, well, so we have 10 ingredients in the formula. The formula is liquid. It's made out of organic and wild-crafted herbs. Wild-crafted meaning that they grow in the wild, and the herbalist would gather the herbs and harvest them at the peak time. So what's in it? We have in it garlic. Garlic promotes a healthy immune system. It's a very powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Hawthorn berries and hawthorn leaves. This restores and stimulates the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. Coleus has been around for over 3,000 years in India. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort. It's a circulatory stimulant, a relaxant, and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry. Very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It helps to dilate blood vessels, promotes a healthy immune system. Butcher's broom maintains healthy vascular permeability, assists the circulation. Mistletoe promotes a healthy immune system, has a calming effect on the body, supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Kelp. Used mainly for iodine and the effect on the thyroid gland. Ginger supports liver function and its nervine. Stimulates the circulation, especially to the extremities. And then finally, we have cayenne pepper. This equalizes the blood flow in the body, enhances the effects of all the herbs. It stimulates the body and the organs properly so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
All right, fine. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Sharon, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. Sharon, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the product, if they'd like to order it, how they can order it through you.
Sure. Okay, so the phone number is 866-295-5305. The website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. And so now you have actually a number of other products that you sell through your company, don't you?
Yes, we have a whole line of different formulas. Each one of our formulas work very, very well. All of our formulas are very effective. They're all liquids, and they're all organic, well-crafted herbal formulas. Yes.
And basically, of course, this is something you just take and you put under your tongue. Now, of course, some people use the dropper. They put it under their tongue. I put it into a teaspoon and put it under my tongue. Everybody, I'm sure, takes it differently. But, of course, it has the advantage of its direct absorption to the mucosa of the mouth. So this gives you a much higher level than, of course, if you were just like taking a pill, gets down in your intestines, got to fight it with everything else for, you know, getting absorption. But this goes directly. Do you find that this idea of sublingual administration works more efficiently than simply swallowing it?
Yes, we do find that that is very effective, yes. You're right. That's the directions is according to the weight. Let's say a person's 150 pounds. They would take 15 drops, hold it in their mouth underneath the tongue for a minute or two, and then swallow. Let's say a person weighs 200 pounds. They would take 20 drops three times a day. So according to the weight, and that's a very effective way of taking it, yes.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us about some of these other products that you carry? Because, of course, they can be ordered simply by calling. Do you have some sort of a catalog that people can learn about these other herbal products? We've talked about them in the past, but not for a number of months.
Yes, indeed. We do have catalogs. People call on a regular basis, and they say, well, I'd like to know about your other formulas. So we can have them go to healthyheartsclub.net. healthyheartsclub.net. That particular website has all of the different formulas, or they can call into the office at 866-295-5305. We will send out a catalog, also a CD about heart and body extract. That's a very good CD. It has a couple of doctors on it, and they're giving the praises of heart and body and their experiences of what they found with their patients on the formula. So it's actually a really good CD. It's an old CD, but a very timeless CD, because that information is timeless. It was created maybe about 10 years ago.
Now, is that up on your website, or will you just send them a copy of the CD?
We send the physical CD in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, I mean, this is the time to ask, because, of course, Sharon will be with us for another 10 minutes or so. She knows what this product will do. She talks to people from all over the country, literally every day, certainly about the benefits, and it must be doing well, because they're already to have candidates and customers all across America, and indeed all across the world.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Sharon is saying that the Heart and Body Abstract, it really stimulates the immune system. They do have other products that do that, but she thinks that Heart and Body Extract works as a very efficient immune booster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Sharon. So before we go on, Sharon, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get directly to you if they'd like to order the Heart and Body Extract, because I hate that this situation we sometimes find people are trying to sell products and they don't have a telephone number. And I think the telephone number is so vitally important. In fact, I call your number from time to time. Is that your husband who usually answers the phone?
Well, we have Tony Knutson out of Philadelphia that answers the phone. We also have Brian that answers the phone.
So okay, so you've got several people answer the phone.
And we're going to have more because we're going to start doing some TV pretty soon. We're going to be on the military channel.
Are you really?
Yeah, that should be exciting. I think that's going to be a good target market, that, you know, the veteran people. So, you know,
I didn't even know there was a military channel. How did you get on that?
A media rep. Yeah, apparently there's lots of people that really like to watch the military channel.
I know. Is this put on by the military? Is it a government channel or is it a private one?
It has to do with Discovery Channel, I believe.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, why don't we go ahead and get the telephone number out one more time. And if you're out there in the listening audience, this is going to be your last chance to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because if we don't get a call, why, I'm going to let Sharon go after she gives the telephone number and the website, and then we'll start doing open lines. So one more time, telephone number, website, we'll let you go.
Sure, okay, sounds fine. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. And the website for the Heart and Body is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com. Or if you'd like to read about all of our other formulas at the same time, you can have a look at healthyheartsclub.net. Again, healthyheartsclub.net.
All right, fine. We'll let you go, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next month. Bye-bye.
Oh, you bet. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, when I first went to college, I think I was 16 years old, and entered the University of California, and I was very immature. I really didn't know too much about what was going on in the world. I was sort of overwhelmed. It was during the war, Second World War, and it was really a sort of adventure. But one of the things, the only thing that was really required, because I had gone and taken pre-med. I didn't know if I wanted to be a doctor at all. I didn't know really what I wanted to do. Didn't understand the world. But the one thing that was required was to take philosophy 1A. So if you have to take philosophy 1A, why, of course, you take philosophy 1A. And what they require is that you read a book called The Republic. And it's a story of Plato's writings and his supposedly, it's the Socrates is describing what the world's all about. And one time he talks about this story. It's a story of a group of men and women who've been taken captive and been taken into a cave where they were kept chained for many years so that their faces were towards the wall of the cave. Their backs were towards the center of the cave where they burned and eat terrible fire. And, of course, to amuse themselves, their captors would sometimes project frightening shadows on the wall of the cave. And that's all the people could see was the shadows. And if they were frightening shadows, the people would cry out in terror. If they were funny shadows, people would laugh because that was the reality. And then one day, one of their group broke loose and went outside and saw what the world was really like. He saw the sun and the stars and the trees and the rivers. This was reality. The world was different. It wasn't dancing shadows. He went back into the cave. He broke his friends loose and tried to lead them out of the cave into the light to see reality. But when they got to the mouth of the cave, they turned back because the light blinded their eyes and they couldn't understand what was going on. They returned to the cave and to watch the dancing shadows. Well, this is important because we assumed they were talking about contemporary society. They assumed that they were talking about the fact that most people just can't see what's going on today. But there's another interpretation. It's the key to everything going on.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Oh, yes, basically we're having a little problem here, but basically I was explaining what the mystery religions were all about. The parable of the cave certainly was had two interpretations. One, of course, was the fact that there are a lot of people who just can't see the reality of things as the way they are. The other is, and of course this is the esoteric explanation, is the fact that there is another reality. We live in one reality. There is another reality out there. And of course, people who have the knowledge, the real understanding of what's going on, can look into the other dimension. And people do not understand who Plato really was, because we learn about him, you know, he's a philosopher. No, he was far more than that. He was certainly deeply involved in the mystery religions. In fact, we're going to be up at the conspiracy conference here on the 2nd and 3rd of June, and there's a lady there to be talking about the Pythagorean mysteries. The Pythagorean mysteries. Well, who was Pythagoras? Well, Pythagoras was a philosopher, really the father of Greek philosophy, preceded Socrates by a generation or so, and about 2,500 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, Pythagoras went from Greece to the Near East to learn and study the mysteries. And the mysteries was the secret knowledge that was passed down from generation to generation. And, of course, goes back, I think a lot of this secret knowledge preceded the Great Flood. And basically, because Pythagoras came back then with the concept that A square plus B square equals C square. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that the square root of the two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the hypotenuse of a right angle triangle, or certainly. But did anybody ever ask how Pythagoras ever suspected that A square plus B square equals C square? And of course he got this. This was part of the secret knowledge, the basis of geometry and of the other mathematical arts and of algebra. And then of course gets us up into calculus. And of course as you follow this along, it gets us to where we are today. Certainly with the computer technology wasn't known at that time. But it is based upon the information that Pythagoras started out with that we got to where we are today, where we can be monitored from the cradle to the grave. Well, of course, Pythagoras then, of course, came back from the Near East, having tapped into the mystery religions, and then, of course, he established a mystery school in the southern part of Italy, which was under the domination of Greece at the time. And then along comes Socrates, and Socrates teaches Plato. Plato teaches Aristotle. Aristotle teaches Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great sets out to conquer the world. And by the time he was, you know, a very young man, in his early 30s, he had conquered the world by tapping into the mysteries that Pythagoras had brought back from the Near East during his time there. And you must understand there is this supernatural knowledge and wisdom, and there's a small group of people who tap into that knowledge today. And they're the people of great wealth. Many of them have great wealth and great power today. And the source of their wealth and power is not their own wisdom. The source of their wealth and power is the fact that they have tapped into the supernatural realm. J.P. Morgan was deeply involved with astrology. Andrew Carnegie was deeply involved in spiritualism. Henry Ford was involved, certainly, in theosophy and spiritualism. Certainly have been the Rockefellers, have been so many of the key people who have formed the world in which we live today. The Rothschilds have been involved in this, the Mellons. And, of course, there are people, some of the wealthiest people in America today, have tapped into the supernatural realm to get their knowledge that's given them fast wealth today. And these are the people who are, of course, behind this move towards a world government. And just as Alexander the Great tried to carry out the directives of the secret mystery religions, you know, certainly what we're talking about, Alexander the Great died, I think, about 230 or 2300 years ago, somewhere in there. He died about 326 BC, somewhere in that time. He died actually the same year that Aristotle did. And of course, but Alexander died as a very young man after having conquered all of the known world, having tapped into the mysteries and the secrets of the mystery religions. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand there is a supernatural realm. And you cannot go into any major city in America today without finding a metaphysical bookstore, where literally thousands of people go on a regular basis to get books on this other dimension. There, certainly, almost every bookstore I've ever been into had a section on metaphysical books. Many Christian bookstores have a section on medical physical books. Why would a Christian bookstore have a section on metaphysical books? Because the metaphysical realm has infiltrated Christianity and, of course, neutralized its thrust and changed both the music and the message of the Christian church, which is why we're in such a mess today. Well, that's an alliteration, but mystery, message, and mess, and music. But basically, this is where we are today. There really are invisible forces out there that are directing the course of world events and moving us very rapidly towards a war in the Middle East. Now, of course, we can use all the explanations. Iran is building a nuclear bomb or might build a nuclear bomb or might think about building a nuclear bomb. And that's why we got to go over there and bomb them. But people don't understand. We had given the secrets, the material, the knowledge, the information on how to build a nuclear bomb to Pakistan. And totally suppress that information. I'm far more concerned about the fact that Pakistan has the nuclear weapons rather than the fact that Iran at some future date might want to build a nuclear weapons, because certainly Pakistan is a totally unstable nation and those nuclear weapons could fall into the hands of our adversaries at any time. And I fear that the coming war with a Muslim world is going to be a nuclear war. And this is why you should certainly make your preparations now for some very difficult times, because it would only take one nuclear bomb on New York City or Washington, D.C. or San Francisco or Seattle or Los Angeles to totally disrupt the structure of our society and to plunge our economic system into chaos. And remember, of course, a nuclear device could be delivered to any one of those cities, either being smuggled in or simply by a passing-by ship with a very short-range missile. They would certainly be able to get a nuclear weapon there. And we have given the ability to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. And of course, that is the civil Edmund story. You've heard me talk about it. We have one of my newsletters gives you the information that is available every other place in the world. Every other country knows that we transferred the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, but that information has been totally blocked out in the United States. If you haven't read my newsletter on Sybil Edmonds, it's up on my website. Just if you have a computer, type in Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds, SIBELEDMONDS, and read it through and contemplate what I'm saying. Why would we arm a potential enemy with nuclear weapons? Well, why were 100 American corporations in Germany all during World War II building the tanks and the trucks and the airplanes that were being used to kill our boys? You have to have an enemy, and if you're going to have a terrible and bloody war, you're going to have a powerful enemy. And where did the financing come from? A lot of it came from suddenly from a Brown Brothers Harriman Bank. And of course, this was actually a gentleman who was George Herbert Walker Bush's father, was actually intimately involved with Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, and he was indicted after the Second World War because of collaboration with the enemy. And isn't it interesting that nobody ever talks about that today? Well, this is Open Lines, and does anybody out there have any thoughts on what I'm saying? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're living in perilous times. The average person really doesn't have any understanding. The average person is spending too much time watching television and watching sports and watching the stock market to really realize the implications of the political and spiritual implications of what's going on today. But you cannot understand any of the unfolding of the political events or of the historical or cultural events unless you understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. And you can't understand that unless you understand the parable of the cave, unless you understand the teachings of Plato, and the fact that there was one group of people, the average students. He gave the traditional explanation of the parable of the cave, but to the elite, those who would direct the course of that society at that time, he told the truth about the other dimension and tapping into it. Well, one thing I warned you to do, you need to know it's there, you need to know we're involved in a spiritual battle, but you must never tap into that other dimension. The ways to do it, certainly, is but through astrology, through a Ouija board, you can tap into it that way, certainly through tarot cards, through certainly a divider, certainly a medium, a fortune teller, through yoga, through spiritualism, but do not do it. Understand it's there. Understand that we are to be dependent upon our Lord and not to tap into this power. Let's go to Bill calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Once again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. So do you think that basically by people tapping into those kind of things that's partially why the reason that they're kind of still like, oh, yeah, everything is okay, nothing bad's going to happen, the Russians are training in the United States, and, but this is still America, because that's kind of what I think is that people are tapped into one or another form of electronic media, or, they get into ways to assuage their their consciousness, or they just don't notice because they're so busy is another thing through working. But, you know, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't work, but it's a lot easier to notice what is going on if you know, you can't find a job. But, I mean, it's just basically, yeah, that's kind of what I think what you're saying is right, and I think that there's really things behind the scenes that just we have no idea what's really being done, but I don't think it's good.
Well, let me explain to you, Bill. Basically, these people who are really into the other side want to see America destroyed. I mean, why in heaven's name do you think that we're sending our jobs overseas and those jobs aren't coming home? Why do you think that we're allowing illegal immigration to change the demographic makeup of our society? Why do you think we're bringing people with H-1B visas into the United States to take over the jobs of the American people? Why do you think we're giving tremendous amounts of money to overthrow the existing governments in the Near East and the Middle East and replace them with radical governments headed by people led by the Muslim Brotherhood? Why do you think the American military install governments, certainly under Sharia law in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and in those two countries, they openly persecute Christians today? Why do you think, of course, they've outlawed God and prayer and the Ten Commandments in our schools? Why have the military outlawed a chaplain from praying in the name of Jesus Christ? All of these things are part of the spiritual battle, because behind everything within the occult is this effort, of course, to replace the Christian religion with this other religion, who worships another god. And that's the very essence of what's going on today. And the fact that nobody's going to tell you this reflects what degree of control exists or what the American people think. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have a question. Ladies and gentlemen, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. We got a real problem in America today.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try ProPax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Stan, and we've got Phil on from Tri-Cities. Phil, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
I just try to mention the show where I can, but yeah, I hear you about the chaplains and why don't they speak out and say for the military to stop torturing people, but they don't. So it's just basically like a prison gulag that they have all around the world.
We've lost the moral foundation of America. That's the problem. And, of course, we do not have the ministers. I mean, a few of them will speak out. We've got some wonderful ministers, but we've got so many who will not speak out on the moral issues of our time, who would far rather entertain people and tickle their ears than, of course, call them to repentance before our Lord. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Bill. And this is the time when I would need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America you agree with our message that we are involved really in a spiritual war being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, if you are concerned about what the future holds, we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family or support us in whatever way you can. For those who are supporting us, we really appreciate it. For those of you who can afford to support and are not, we hope you will consider supporting us. And if you're not able to support us, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. I do want to mention I'll be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd of June. That's at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And it looks like a fascinating lineup there. Brian Sussman's going to be there. Who's written a number of excellent books on the environment and global warming. But also, of course, a lot of people are going to be there from the other side. And I go because we need a Christian voice. And I'm not going to just avoid it because there are people there I disagree with. I go because I want, of course, to try to get people to see what's really going on in the world. And so if you can make it, we'd love to see you at the Conspiracy Conference on June 2nd and 3rd in Santa Clara. I do want to mention that the flu season coming on, you should have a good supply of antibiotic and of vitamin D3. We get flu this time of year because we're not getting enough of sunlight, enough of the vitamin D3, and that's why you need to have a supplementary supply, and especially as you get very far north, you just don't get the amount of sunlight you need. Because when you're not getting sufficient D3, why you open yourself up to all sorts of infections. The antibiotic is simply made up, it's not antibiotics, it's alibiotic. It's made up of, of oil of oregano, of oil of elderberry, it's garlic and a couple of other things. And whenever I start to come down with something of my wife, we take a couple of capsules every 3 or 4 hours, along with some vitamin D3, and it really does seem to help. If you don't have a supply, you need a good supply, and you need to keep a good supply on hand, because you never know when you're going to need it, and you never know when they're going to cut off the supplies. If you're a man over 55 or 60, you ought to have a good supply of prostate support on hand. I know I take it, and I only have to get up perhaps one time at nighttime, whereas before it was 3 or 4 times. And then, of course, women need to get the menopause support. We have to have an immune support product. It's made up of mushrooms, and it does work. All of these products that we carry work. If you'd like to get a list of the products we carry, and most of them we take, the Iotarol, the magnesium, you need these supplements, selenium, curcumin, they're all important for your health. And you need to know when to use them and how to use them. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of William Grigg. And William was formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. Now he's the managing editor of Republic Magazine. I see he certainly has written prolifically, written a number of books. He is one of the most astute observers and writers we have today. He writes the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter. It gives me time to get a few things done up here in my twilight years. Otherwise, I'd be spending all my time writing the newsletter, which I did for 15 or 16 years. But William does such a good job with it. And then, of course, here on Friday evening, the last hour of the week, William joins us, and what are we going to be talking about today, William?
Dr. Stan, thanks once again for this opportunity, for your kind words, and for everything you've done. You've been absolutely indefatigable in the cause of liberty, and it's a privilege to talk with you. And we live in times that are challenging and in some ways exhausting. And one of the greatest tragedies of modern life here is that we find ourselves so preoccupied at this point merely trying to maintain the physical necessities of living, that people whose very meat and drink it is to regiment our lives and steal our futures, in many instances, are either being left unopposed, or they have the ability to intimidate or even terrorize people who might otherwise be working in concert to try to preserve what we have left and try to retake what's been taken from us. One of the things that we are seeing, and this is a development that's been gestating for a number of decades, as have been a number of other really unfortunate developments, is the steady drive to pathologize dissent. That is to say, to treat people who have fundamental and principled disagreements with the political ruling class, or who have a worldview that recognizes that the state is supposed to be subordinate to law, ultimately to God's law, and that the individual and his liberty represent the highest political good. People of that perspective, of course, are seen in every totalitarian society as not only irreducible enemies of the state, but often they're treated as if they suffer from some kind of clinical condition. In the Soviet Union, there was an institution called the Psykhushka, which was supposedly a psychiatric treatment facility, but was actually a psychiatric gulag. And it was the practice during the late Brezhnev era for people who were prominent Soviet dissidents who were engaging what was called samizdat, which was unofficial, unapproved publication of dissenting literature exposing the crimes of the government or extolling a point of view that was at odds with the imperatives of Soviet socialism. People of that sort were often taken away into the custody of these psychological gulags, and often this is being depicted for public consumption as a form of applied and very severe compassion. Well, we have the same system working in this country. It's, I think, one of the reasons why we see the medicalization of government schools, where common adolescent or young male behavior is treated as if it were symptomatic of a psychological disorder of some kind. But it's also happening in the larger society with people who are political dissidents. And that's a very troubling, very important development.
I share your concern. I really do. And the great tragedy of crisis today, most people don't understand that basically if you differ from the conventional wisdom, you're going to be labeled as somebody who obviously has mental problems.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The homosexuals came to dominate the American Psychiatric Association and began talking about oh my goodness, you know, homophobia. People are fearful, pathological fear of homosexuality. It's not a pathological fear. It is a reality. If you care about homosexuals, you want to tell them what you're doing is wrong. It's going to, certainly, you're going to die early. You're going to get all sorts of diseases. You're certainly not going to be happy. The gay lifestyle is not gay. But the most important thing is what you're doing violates God's law. And those people who violate God's law, Chris, will eventually spend eternity in hell. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what you're talking about, of course, is the fact that there is a, if you will, owner's manual for the human body. And if you use the human body in a way that is expressly counterindicated in the owner's manual, you avoid the warranty. I mean, that's a reality that's inescapable. You're dealing with an objective behavioral disorder. That doesn't mean that we have any calling right or cause to hate people who behave that way, or to describe them as specimens of some other form of humanity that is not entitled to the full protection of person and property, which, of course, is what we mean when we talk about individual rights. We're talking about person and property. We're not talking about a supposed right to use the government forcibly to reconstitute an institution that existed before the government, which is what the so-called gay marriage debate is all about. Another really good example of semantic engineering. Marriage existed long before there was such a thing called political government. It existed anterior to the state. It is superior to the state. The state doesn't have any moral or legal cause or authority to redefine it any more than the government can redefine the place that the color red occupies in the visible electromagnetic spectrum, or ordain that a triangle have more than three sides. These are things that are beyond the government's authority. But the thing is, when we're talking about the way that language is being manipulated, that's the fundamental totalitarian objective, is to have control over the minds of people, to assert jurisdiction, sovereignty over the minds of people. If you can only think in language. Language is the only medium in which we can communicate. It's also the only medium in which we can think. If you can't think it, you can't really say it. If you can't think it or say it, then it really doesn't exist in terms of these abstractions that we talk about that govern the political realm and that represent the higher functions of critical reasoning that distinguish us from the rest of the orders of creation. So that's one really good example of what I'm talking about, not only in terms of the semantic engineering aspect of it, but the way that the power elite has not only banned certain opinions, but treated them as if they were somehow pathological. We've seen the same thing happen with respect to the so-called debate over what is called climate change. Climate change, of course, a generation ago, 20 years ago, actually, 20 or 30 years ago. No, it wasn't quite 30. It was 20. It was the 1990s. Was described as global warming. This is a term of art that really entered the vocabulary in the late 1980s. 10 years earlier, climate change referred to the impending ice age. And in either case, we were dealing with a crisis that supposedly would require the effective surrender of national independence to some kind of a supranational or global body that would have plenary authority over man's interactions with the biosphere. That's another totalitarian arrangement, obviously, if you have a globe-straddling authority that regulates everything we do in the name of protecting the biosphere, then we have no freedom. We certainly don't have any property rights. And this extends into questions that are much more intimate than that, even having to do with the question of how many children this global authority would permit us to have. And that's, of course, the template we're dealing with now. And it's become a courant in the last couple of years for people who are attached to various academic institutions, various hardcore environmental lobbies, to talk about climate denial in the same tone of cultivated cultured disgust that one uses when talking about Holocaust denial. The Holocaust, of course, referring to an objective historical event that took place during the late 30s and through the mid-1940s, about which people may contend regarding the details. But in terms of what that regime did and what its ideology was, what its objectives were, there's really no reasonable, rational dispute over it. It's something that happened. It was something that was amply documented. And so while you may disagree with somebody on the subject, generally speaking, you're talking about a topic in which there's a great deal of agreement among people of all kinds of backgrounds because there's tangible evidence that we can inspect. That's certainly not the case with respect to so-called climate denial, which posits a future that is not susceptible to proof, given that we can't travel forward in time and see how things would look 20 or 30 years hence. And we're hearing all kinds of supposedly authoritative projections of what the Earth's climate is going to look like because of anthropogenic global warming, supposed anthropogenic global warming. And these computer projections, of course, are politically manipulated, as we know from disclosures that were made just within the last couple of years. They're complete fictions for the purpose of promoting a political agenda. But if you listen to or read some of the rhetoric that's emanating from these foundation-funded and generally UN-associated groups that are promoting so-called climate change alarmism, they would have us believe that skepticism about a very dubious, as a matter of fact, incomprehensibly dubious assertion regarding the future of the climate is in some sense akin to denial of objective historical facts and supposedly rooted in the same deranged rejection of reality.
And you know, I think it's amazing whenever you turn into the History Channel. They may very well have a wonderful program on giving a background of a historical event, and then they'll always bring up the subject of, well, it was caused by global warming.
Yeah.
Or you go to the Discovery Channel, and the very entertaining, wonderful programs, wonderful photography, and then the expert comes on and says, but of course, all this is going to change because of global warming. Mm-hmm. And you have never heard any of these programs come out and say, you know, some people think there's going to be global warming. There's a great deal of evidence to suggest they're not. I mean, we point to the polar bears. They're on the endangered species list. Actually, there are more polar bears than ever before. They put them on the endangered species list for political reasons, so they could point to the fact that they were on the endangered species list, even though there are far more polar bears than there have been in the past. And until people understand that they are manipulating our reality, nothing makes any sense. They show you pictures of the in the Antarctic, these mammoth great big sheets of ice, and some of it melts and falls into the ocean. They don't show you the other areas where, of course, the increasingly large, you know, icebergs there these ice fields are expanding, and there's probably more ice there than there's ever been before. It is not melting, but they can show you a picture, and then you think it's a reality. We are certainly guided by what we see, but we don't necessarily see what we think we're seeing. We see what they show us because they want to convince us it's global warming. Why? Because they want to control us. And basically, what's the solution to global warming? Government must come in and, of course, regulate every aspect of society. We have to install smart meters so that they can restrict our use of electricity. They can charge us phenomenal amounts of electricity. If we dare to use electricity during the daytime, we should be doing our dishes, we should be washing our clothes in the middle of the night, and otherwise the price is going to get astronomical. Why? Because they want to limit the use of power and deindustrialize our society. That's what it's really all about. And there's not one person in 1,000 who really understands that this is all a scam. But go right ahead with it.
If you want a really good idea, and I'm sure that this is something you've discussed with your listeners, Dr. Stan, of the world that the global warming alarmists want us to create in terms of deindustrializing, reducing our carbon footprint to where it's almost invisibly faint, leaving a society that's essentially repudiated the Industrial Revolution, the technology that it bequeathed on us. Take a look at a nighttime orbital photograph of the Korean Peninsula and look at the contrast between South Korea and the communist North. South Korea, of course, is well lit because it's a busy, bustling, modern industrial country. It has, of course, a government that's excessively involved in things, what country is not thus afflicted. But you go across the DMZ into North Korea and you take a look at what it looks like at night, and it's dark, it's vacant, it's barren. It's really quite a striking contrast, because in North Korea you have a command and control economy that regulates everything that is done and rations everything that people are permitted to consume and absorbs everything that they make and appoints it to a use that is ordained by the ruling Politburo.
But, you know, we have kept that government in power going all the way back to the Korean War. And basically, many people don't understand why, you know, the Americans say, well, now, if you'll just stop, you know, trying to build nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles, we'll give you food and we'll give you money and we'll give you electricity and we'll give you oil. And they say, sure, you give it to us. And so we give it to them. And then they go back and they start building their nuclear weapons. I don't know if they're even building it, but this is what we're told. And then we give them more, and then they stop doing it. And then we give them more. And you know, after it happens once, you can understand it twice. But time after time after time, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand. We're keeping this totalitarian regime in power, just like we're keeping the totalitarian regime in Zimbabwe in power. We've totally destroyed a first world nation. North Korea was never first world. Rhodesia was, but no longer. Thanks to Henry Kissinger, the establishment who wanted to see how to destroy a first world nation, like they're going to destroy America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, Chris Lloyd Brigg, and he's just talking about the oppressive regulations we have here. And just recently, they've come out with some even more oppressive regulations as far as family farms. And what were you thinking of with him?
Well, the fact that the Obama administration was making a serious proposal to treat labor by children on family farms as subject to government regulation under child labor laws. And that, of course, would mean the end of family farms. You'd end up with a situation not all that dissimilar to what you have in places like North Korea or the old Soviet Union, where farms are collectivized. They're run as if they were owned by the state. In this instance, of course, the state wouldn't have outright ownership of the farms, but they would be running the farms as if they did, and they would be scrutinizing and regulating the affairs of farm households in ways that would completely destroy the autonomy of the family. And that is the sort of thing where every once in a while the mask slips a bit and you can see the Gorgon face of undisguised totalitarianism. And there was a healthy reaction to that this week. And I think that this is the sort of thing that happens from time to time by way of a fail-safe exercise on the part of the regime. They'll see just how far they can push and just how candid they can be. And then if they find that there's enough public resistance, they'll gear back a little bit, take a couple of steps back. That's the Lenin approach, you call, where you advance as far as you can go, and then you take a step back, and then you advance two more steps, and then take another step back from that advance. And I suspect that that's the same thing that was happening with this assault on family farms. But that certainly fits in with, if you will, the larger mosaic, the Marxist mosaic or eco-socialist mosaic. And people who reacted the way they did this week had a healthy response. That was a healthy reaction to this overreach by the Obama administration. They still had sort of a histaminic reaction to the undisguised aroma of outright totalitarianism. And most of the time, of course, that means that the regime will find some way to perfume that oppression, perfume that tyranny, to make it more agreeable to the olfactory senses of people who aren't quite so acutely aware of what's happening. But every once in a while, you come across people who understand the principles under discussion, and they understand the premises. They've uprooted the discussion and taken a look at the buried assumptions. They understand that nothing good will grow out of those roots. And so they reject it out of hand. When you're dealing with people who are firmly established in their own principles and they're contrary to those that are being promoted by the ruling elite, usually something bad is going to happen to the person who's the refractory, the person who's indomitably stubborn in commitment to his principles. And at that point, there's a whole menu of disagreeable possibilities, but one very common one in Brezhnev's Soviet Union, and one that we're seeing more frequently here in the United States, is treating the individual in question, the nonconformist, as if he suffers from some kind of a clinical medical condition. A really good example that turned out better than I expected it to, Julian Heiklin is an activist with the Fully Informed Jury Association, who had made it his habit to stand outside of a federal courtroom in New York City, handing out literature to all and sundry, including potential jurors, but not exclusively potential jurors. informing them of the actual constitutional powers of the jury to decide on matters of both fact and law, and to ignore the direction of the judge and treat the judge's instructions as if it were merely advice. And he'd been persistently arrested for doing this. He was accused of jury tampering. That patently ludicrous charge was thrown out. It was the result of a secret police informant trying to get Heitkland to say something incriminating into a microphone, which, of course, is the way that the government rolls today. They manufacture crimes like that all the time. The part of this story that did end well, because the case was dismissed against Julian Heitkland, which is a victory. But en route to that victory, Mr. Heitkland, on many occasions, was taken from his post there on a public sidewalk in New York City and taken to a hospital where he was forcibly treated as if he had a mental illness, given psychotropic drugs, because his behavior was seen as so at variance with official state dogma that obviously had to be the product of derangement when there was no such thing. He, of course, is now signed of wind, limb, and mind, but this is in spite of what was done to him by the government that rules the supposed land of the free.
But you see, maybe he is deranged because he had the courage to stand on principle yes. and do what was right and honorable and correct. And since everybody else, of course, is willing to go along with this, there are very few people would do what he was doing. Well, I have the utmost respect for him. By modern standards, you go along and get along. Once in a while, we find somebody with real moral integrity, and he's one of them.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Mr. William Craig, and he's just talking about how basically people can be targeted because they have different ideas. And he's a gentleman who was actually featured on, I think it was Discovery Channel, as a prepper. And of course, he had, was preparing for what he believes in the difficult times that lie ahead, which I believe lie ahead. I think we're in for some very, very difficult times financially and as far as our personal freedom here in America. But he's discussing this gentleman who had actually thought he was featured on this program of the preppers, and he thought he was having a heart attack. Go ahead and tell the story.
In late 2011, I think it was November, he was having difficulty breathing. And if you've seen the gentleman, you wouldn't be surprised because he's a mountain of a man, and he has difficulty getting around. He'd been a truck driver. Truck driving is a sedentary occupation. Sedentary occupations tend to be very bad for one's, shall we say, gravitational profile. That's something I've found to be true in my case. Mr. Sarti was somebody who made me look frail in terms of his girth, and I'm a very large man.
Yes, you certainly are.
But he was having difficulty breathing, so he sought help from a physician. And that was in November of last year. January 16th was the day that he went in for his checkup follow-up visit. And in the interim, the National Geographic program Doomsday Preppers had aired. And so, thankfully, he was told that he did not have a heart attack. They had to do, there were other problems he was having that produced the breathing difficulties. And the doctor suggested an invasive surgical procedure that would involve the insertion of a tracheal breathing tube. And Sarti said, well, I don't really want to live with tubes and holes in my body. And almost flippantly, he said that I'd almost rather die than live that way. And this was seized upon as if it were an admission of what's called suicidal ideation. And it wasn't anything of the sort. It was a flippant and dismissive statement that he had made. But the doctor he was talking to had been primed to perceive this on his part in large measure because of the public profile that Sarti had assumed as a so-called doomsday prepper. And one of the things that Sarti points out is that he's a very serious and very committed Christian. And Christians are disinclined towards suicide. As Shakespeare famously put it in Hamlet's soliloquy, the Almighty hath set his cannon against self-slaughter. And so he wasn't talking about committing suicide. He was just emphatically rejecting the idea that he was going to have a tracheal tube inserted in his body. When he went home, 15 minutes after he had arrived, sheriff's deputies materialized on his property and then forcibly took him to the emergency room because he had been subject to a commitment order ex parte on the basis of the conversation with the doctor. And one of the things that he said, and this illustrates once again, you're dealing with somebody who's a very capable thinker. He said it really didn't seem to be very logical to send somebody with a gun in pursuit of somebody who's supposedly going to commit suicide. I mean, if you're dealing with somebody who's suicidal, why send armed people after him, you know, armed people who are clothed in the supposed social permission to kill? That really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But he was detained for several hours at the hospital, and he underwent a lengthy and in his opinion, rather redundant set of tests. And he kept saying that he had to get back to his farm because he had livestock that needed to be fed. There were chores to attend to. And he told the hospital staff that they were treating him like a prisoner rather than a patient, which, of course, was the case. But because he had objected and the way he objected in that specific way, he was taken to a mental health facility for observation. And when he was there, during that whole time, he never said that he wanted to commit suicide. He'd been emphatically stating the opposite. He was never given a chance to consent to or to withhold consent regarding the treatment, the supposed treatment that he was receiving. And he also refused to take the psychotropic drugs that had been prescribed to him. And that, as he said, was another black mark against him. And one of the reasons why he didn't take these psychotropic drugs was because he read the label very carefully. He noticed that among the listed side effects on the advisory attached to the psychotropic drug was potential for suicidal thoughts. So you're dealing with somebody who is supposedly suicidal, and they're giving him a drug that could enhance and exacerbate that inclination if he suffered from it, which he didn't. But what had happened is that while he was being processed in this way, paperwork was being filed with the county and state government to terminate, as if they could do this, his right to own firearms. He received a letter from the state of Tennessee that said, "You have been declared mentally defective by having been committed to a mental institution." And for that reason, he had his guns confiscated. Now he is not permitted to own firearms in the state of Tennessee, and presumably this is something that would pose a problem to him if he were to leave that state. This is one of several cases, recent cases I've seen, where we have seen high-profile individuals or returning military veterans who've been treated as if they're thought criminals when they're dealing with problems, whether medical or in some cases on the part of returning war veterans, people that do have psychological difficulties. That's one of the side effects of the war. But you have the case of Gregory Girard, a fellow from Salem County, Massachusetts. Yes, that Salem County, Massachusetts, as another example of the same type of treatment that Mr. Sardi underwent. A couple of years ago, Mr. Girard received a visit from representatives of, I think, three different local law enforcement agencies, because his estranged wife, who was a psychologist who worked with the state government, had complained that her husband had a supposedly excessive gun collection, and that he was suspicious that at some point martial law would be declared and the government would send paramilitary troops out to the streets to confiscate firearms. And to prove that this is a perfectly ludicrous and paranoid opinion, the state government of Massachusetts sent a paramilitary SWAT team to his home to confiscate his weapons. And Mr. Girard is a brilliant man. He might be a little bit abrasive, a little bit gruff, a little bit to deal with. I don't know the situation with his wife. That doesn't sound like a healthy relationship, not to put too fine a point on that observation. But here's a man who is a computer wizard with several patents, well-respected in his field, no criminal record. His firearms, as it turns out, were fairly common model and make. He only had about a dozen of them. That's not an arsenal. That barely qualifies as a collection. Here in Idaho, if you have a dozen guns, people ask if you're gun-aversive. And he had been accused of a number of things that were manifestly untrue. For instance, he'd been accused of having a grenade without a license. He had a smoke grenade, which is not even considered a firearm. I think it's considered a firework in the state of Massachusetts. He had, as they were hauling his arsenal out as trophies, and parading it before the news cameras that evening, the police said that he had a number of firearms that that seemed to be suspiciously high caliber, but they were all licensed. He had obtained them by jumping through all the prescribed hoops and dotting every dictated I and crossing every mandatory T in Massachusetts. That's no small feat in order to obtain any amount of any number of firearms in Massachusetts. So he wasn't accused of a crime. But he went through a long judicial process in which he was essentially made a ward of the state on the basis of some kind of unspecified psychological instability. That's a second case of the sort that happened with Dave Sarty. There was a third case in the state of Oregon involving a man whose name eludes my memory right now, who had been, until fairly recently, immediately before this happened to him, he'd been an employee of the Postal Service, and he had lost his job, but he'd been given a fairly decent pension. His tax return had come in, and so he decided that he was going to treat himself to a couple of guns that he had been wanting to buy and to add to his collection, which, once again, wasn't all that big. But the local police found out about it, and they sent a SWAT team to his home at 5:30 in the morning and demanded that he come out and surrender to them. And he asked why this is a problem. said, well, because we're concerned about your gun purchases. He said, well, why are you concerned about my legal purchase of guns I'm licensed to own? Turns out, once again, they figured that owing to the fact that he was a recently discharged employee, that he was to be considered a potential threat. So he once again had to undergo psychological counseling. Difference is that he managed to get his guns back within a couple of days, and they managed to extract a formal apology from the local sheriff's department for what they'd done to him. There are three cases of that sort we're talking about. And this is not the sort of thing, I think, that's going to be limited in terms of geography or in terms of the number of people who are going to find themselves on the receiving end of this kind of abuse.
But why would they come at 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, that is totally irrational.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I hope that they brought that out in court. It is part of this effort to intimidate people, like coming at midnight and when it's all dark and, you know, pounding on the door to be let in. These are the techniques that Gestapo used. These are exactly the techniques they developed in Hitler's Germany that are being implemented in America. But what people don't understand is that it was a powerful people in America who were financing what went on in Germany. Until you understand that American corporations were over there building the weapons for them, American banks were over there providing the funding. I said the people like Alan Dulles working with Heinrich Himmler in the middle of the war. Alan Dulles would later become the first director of the Central Intelligence Agency. These are the things that are never brought out. And the fact that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, Prescott Bush was indicted for helping to finance the Nazis during the Second World War. And the fact that fact has been suppressed here in America is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Right ahead.
One of the points you make here about the not merely the continuity, but the correspondence between the United States and the Soviet Union, that is to say, the elite in this country and the elite running the Soviet Union, was illustrated in an anecdote by Vladimir Vygotsky, who spent 12 years in the Gulag, much of them in the Psykhuska, the psychiatric Gulag. He wrote a memoir, really infuriating, but very witty memoir, called To Build a Castle. And he pointed out that when the secret police, the KGB, showed up to arrest him, they pointed out that the handcuffs he was wearing had been made in the United States of America. Just one really good, tangible illustration of that correspondence we're talking about. But he, from the inside, witnessed how the process worked in the Soviet Union. He recalled that in the Soviet regime, the dogma dictated that it was impossible for people in a socialist society to have anti-socialist consciousness. The Soviet rulers insisted that socialism satisfied all human needs, thus criminality was impossible. And by that reasoning, Soviet dissidents were not criminals, but madmen who had to be forcibly cured of their dementia. And this is why special psychiatric hospitals began to spring up like mushrooms under Khrushchev's reign. And once you were in the psychological gulag, the Psykhuska, the state psychiatrist tried to prove to us, wrote Vygotsky, that we really were crazy. First, because we had come into conflict with society, whereas a normal person adapts to society. And second, because we had risked our freedom for the sake of stupid ideas, neglecting the interests of our families and careers. Every one of those lines you can hear being thrown in the face of somebody in this country pretty much every day somewhere. Probably thousands of people are being treated that way. Not necessarily by a psychiatrist, but certainly by peers, perhaps at work. And a state psychiatrist told Vygotsky, this is called an obsession with self, the first sign of a paranoid development of the personality. And so the idea was that obviously they had to be wrong, because they had said something that was at variance with the official party line, which all well-adjusted and rational people know represents the objective truth. And, of course, if it contradicts itself tomorrow, that means that the objective truth is shifted and it's the duty of every rational person to embrace it. But that's, once again, the same mindset that we see not only institutionally in terms of people who are attached to the government ruling us, but culturally. That's something that has been infused into the warp and weave of our business culture, our corporate culture, academia, most of what we see in the organized religious denominations. the idea that we have to be well-adjusted and we have to be socialized. And that, of course, is the paramount objective of the government school system, this mind laundry that we're told is the public school, the common school. It's to create people who are socialized and well-adjusted in the way that people in the Soviet Union were supposed to be. And those who are not thus socialized are to be looked upon as sick and susceptible to some type of forcible correction. C.S. Lewis referred to this as the reign of the official straighteners, people that straighten out our thinking using mind-altering drugs, operant conditioning, and the entire arsenal of mind-assaulting tactics that are the tools in trade of this modern plague called totalitarianism. And we're living in a soft totalitarian country right now. It's not the type of grim, drab, concrete, gray totalitarianism that exists in Pyongyang, but it's a sense of being on a tether, and we know that at some point the tether is going to snap back. And every once in a while, these case studies I've shared with you tonight illustrate that tether is jerked back very hard and damage is done. And one reason why this is done is to be an object lesson to the rest of us about what happens to people who are deemed to be psychologically unbalanced because they're not properly socialized, because they dare to challenge the consensus. And I think, once again, this is something that's going to become much more overt, particularly when we're looking at an administration that's trying to break every institution to the saddle of the state.
I think you're absolutely right, but before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your blog site, how they can get to the material on the Republic magazine, how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
My blog is Pro Libertate. Just Google Pro Libertate and Grig, and at the bottom of every essay, there's a PayPal button that people can use to donate. I sure appreciate the help. RepublicMagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine. That's fairly self-evident. And the direct web address for Pro Libertate is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And again, the PayPal button is at the bottom of every essay.
And of course, William does a wonderful, wonderful job. His Republic magazine doesn't pay much of a salary. If you're in a position to help him, why, he and his six children will certainly appreciate it. And so will I. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, Leonard, thank you very much for being with us. Fascinating as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks so much. God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help us, we'd sure love to help from you. We're trying to make up the rather large deficit we developed simply because there are so many people that are really having financial problems. And then a couple of our advertisers who were supposed to have compensated for the work, they're a little slow in coming through. So we do need your help if you're in a position to help. If you're not in a position to help or to advertise with us, then we would ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because, of course, I really do believe that if God is not in what we're doing, that, of course, it will fail. If God is in it, why, of course, and blesses us, why we will succeed. And so far, he's kept us going, and since the winter of 1993 when we began, and we have been really blessed. Well, something we want to mention, a couple of things. If you are entering, understand we're going into the flu season, you should have a good supply of antibiotic vitamin D3 on hand. They're two separate products, but you need to take them regularly when you start to come down with the flu. Lay in a supply, if you're a man over 55 or 60, a supply of prostate support, if a woman, of menopause support. You need to have curcumin, vitamin D3, iodorol, magnesium, selenium, all of these things on hand. Why do you need them on hand? Well, very simply, because they're good for your health, and because we may very well be in a position very shortly we're not going to be able to get them. If you want to know about iodine and why you need to have adequate doses of iodine, we have a 4-tape set on iodine. If you want to know why you need to know about magnesium, we have a book on magnesium. We have the wonderful book by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to know how to get your body functioning. And the big problem is there's so many toxins we're coming into contact with. And our job, of course, is to get people to understand how to look after their health. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our air. You've got to learn how to get rid of these toxins. They're using mercury. They're using lead. They're using fluoride. They're using aluminum. And all of these, of course, have an effect on our minds. They have an effect on our immune system, on our reproductive system, certainly on every aspect of our bodies. They're poisoning the American people. If you